if there's something I can change, then I will ask myself, is this situation or is this thing worth my energy and time to make that change? Mm. So anyway, something that I do when I'm faced with a situation that I cannot control is I know that the anger or the unhappiness or the sadness comes up. It really does come up. And in that moment, it's very easy to give in and very difficult to step back. But for me, what I try to do is I ask myself, is there anything I can do to change this situation? And that one takes a lot of practice because the practice doesn't come from, I think you have practiced this many times. The practice is not about, it's very easy to ask yourself these questions when you are not worked up.
Yep.
But in the heat of the moment.
Oh yeah, tell me about
that. To be able to notice that you are in the heat of the moment. I'm not talking about the heat in the bedroom, that's a different heat. Okay, but in the heat of the moment when you want to kill somebody, or when you want to strangle somebody, or you want to burst into tears and cry because you're so frustrated at the stupidity of some people, it's those kind of heat I'm talking about. In the heat of the moment, it takes a lot of practice to stop yourself. I'm not saying I'm perfect because there are times where I still it comes up here and then I'm like, like this, okay? But what happened was that if I can step back, ask myself, what can I change? I'm unhappy in this situation. What can I change about this situation? If there's something I can change, then I will ask myself, is this situation or is this thing worth my energy and time to make that change? And then after that, I decide. Or can I just... Sometimes I think it's not worth it, I will just leave. Or if let's say there's nothing I can do and I cannot leave, I will just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I can do.
I think it's also the... I think this is a tip that I did. And even in a lot of classes I teach people is... always ask yourself this sentence. A quick one. A very quick for 2 seconds, but it's really saved your life for day a lot. Can you control it or you can't? And a lot of people don't practice this because, like I say, certain thing is outside factor that you impossible to control. For example, weather. Right? Just say like, just assume me in the morning.
You're going to swim.
I'm going to go swim or gym.
No,
it's rain. I will ask myself, can I control this situation or I can't? If I can't, then why do I even bother? Continue go. And the next situation, you will see people fight in the train, for example. Can you control this situation or you can't? If you can't,
technically, you can, but do you want to, you know? Technically, you can, like, call...
But the thing is, they not jump to you or hit you. Or two of them not kill each other yet. Yeah. So, they just fight over the seat. And it just entertain you in the morning, right? It's like... But all these small practices make a lot of difference. Or like when
it
go
comes
down,
to something that really
and people just walk, they don't kill, they root, they don't hold the lift for you. And then you just have to ask, can you control this situation or you can't? Can you control this or you cannot? Is it out of your comfort, out of your power? Doesn't mean you're powerless, but it's out of your job. Right, and because of that, it makes my daily easier a lot.
Makes it a lot easier.
I make a lot of fast decision per day. It's just by that sentence, 2 seconds.
Can control or cannot,
control? Can control or cannot control? Can control or cannot control?
Then if can control, it's like a mind map. If can control, then do I want to control? Right? Is this worth it? Like, at the end of the day,
even you can control, sometimes I was just like,
correct. Is it worth
your time? Yeah, I can
control,
but I can let someone do for me.
Yeah, or is it worth your time to even want to control this?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I've got better things to do.
Oh my god, my happiness is less.
Oh no, only left for 5 grams. From 400 grams? From 400 grams, only left for 5 grams. You can show the brand, so maybe they will do some sponsor for you. Maybe they send this to you.
They better be. You know where I buy so much, the lady couldn't believe it. She was like...
And you only buy this flavor, right?
I only buy this. I still have one more jar inside. And I will ask Joey to take car and buy for me more. When he come back.
Not only left 5 grams of happiness.
One of the things that my boyfriend, I love him the most, is every now I say, baby, I want to eat this. He will straight away drive me there and eat.
That is his way of showing love.
Yeah. Because he know I love food. And I don't ask anything. I don't ask car, house, clothes, drink, earring, go bar, nothing. I just
food. And it's very good. You see, when she's hungry, she gets upset. So when she's upset, you take the pickle, you put it in her mouth, immediately she's not hungry.
It is. Oh my God.
So you just get 10 jars of this. This is a pro tip for Joey. Get 10 jars of this ice cream. Just get 10
jars. You know he's so good at that, that yesterday when I met with him, he would prepare the whole plate of cracker with pickle, with salami,
and
the
then you
the
also
cheese.
Cannot be angry because you see
I see the food. So he was so... He's so freaking smart now.
He has gotten the hang of it.
He know. Okay, she not.
Okay, no need to do the cheese out there take too long. Just take this jar, come out, take a spoon, and then you shove it in her mouth. Suddenly she stopped. She will stop.
But it have to be the food I like.
No, this one.
Mm. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, just shove it in her mouth, and then she will.
Do you guys can feel the essence of my happiness toward the camera? Can you feel it, babe? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it, but I am not a part of it.
Yeah, because it's not her. Maybe I bring her this shop and she choose the ice cream.
I will choose something else for sure. But it doesn't have to be this shop. I know this shop is very popular. Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye!